Title: Breakdown Writing with Dub Atmosphere Beginner. All right, welcome in. In this lesson, we're writing a breakdown for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're going for that dub atmosphere, space, echo, tape-ish movement, and a deep cinematic vibe. The breakdown is where you reset tension, let the track breathe, and then set up the drop so it hits harder without even needing to turn the volume up. We're building either a 16-bar breakdown, which is quick and functional, or a 32-bar breakdown, which is more cinematic. If you make it 32, the secret is, the first half stays really sparse. That restraint is what makes the second half feel like it's rising. Let's start by setting up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Switch to arrangement view. Now drop in a few locators so you can see your story clearly. Make one at breakdown start, one at breakdown build, one at pre-drop or fill, and one at drop. Even if you're a beginner, this is huge. You stop thinking in loops and you start thinking in sections. Before we play sounds, here's a simple mindset that will keep your breakdown sounding pro. Think in foreground, midround, and background. Foreground is one featured element that feels close and clear. That's usually your dub chord stab. Midground is a light pulse, like filtered hats or ghost percussion, just enough to keep DNB momentum alive. Background is your long atmosphere layer. Pads, noise, field recording, reverb tails. That's the fog. Every time you add something, decide where it lives in depth. Foreground usually means less reverb and clearer transients. Background means more reverb, less transient, and often less volume than you think. Cool. Let's build the foreground. The dub chord stab. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable. Keep the sound simple. For oscillator 1, choose a saw or a sawish basic shape. For oscillator 2, you can use a sine or another saw quietly mixed in, just to thicken it. Now set some voicing. Turn on unison with 2 to 4 voices, and keep detune subtle, around 10 to 20%. We're not making a super saw lead. We're making a chord that's going to talk through delay. Add a low pass filter. Use something like an LP24. Set your cutoff somewhere between 400 Hz and 2000 Hz for now. You'll automate it later, so don't stress about the exact number. Add a little drive if you have it, just a small amount to warm the tone. Now write a simple stab pattern. Think short chord hits with gaps. Eighth notes or quarter notes, but leave space between them. Use a minor chord and add a bit of mood. A seventh or ninth is perfect. Something like FM7 or GM9. Also, keep the MIDI note staccato and short. Here's the trick. The space does not come from long notes. The space comes from the delay and the reverb around short notes. And now we build the classic dub chain, using stock Ableton devices. On the chord track, first drop an auto filter. Put it in low pass mode. Start the cutoff around 800 Hz and add a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 20%. This filter is going to be one of your main tension controls. Next, add echo. This is your dub engine. Set the time to a quarter note or 3/16. 3/16 is great if you want that syncopated bounce. Set feedback somewhere between 35 and 60% to start. Then add a little character, a small amount of noise, a small amount of wobble. The goal is tape flavor, not seasick chaos. Inside echo, filter the repeats. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz and low pass around 3 to 7 kHz. This keeps the delay from eating your low end and keeps it from being too fizzy on top. Set dry wet around 20 to 40%. After echo, add reverb. Go medium to big on size, maybe 40 to 70%. Decay around 3 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the chord hit stays defined before the reverb bloom arrives. And crucial, low cut the reverb, around 200 to 400 Hz. Set reverb dry wet around 10 to 25%. Optionally add a saturator after that, 1 to 4 dB of drive, with soft clip-on. This helps the chord feel sent to tape and sit in the mix. Then add utility at the end. You can widen the chord a bit, something like 120 to 160%, and trim gain if needed. Here's what you're listening for. The chord hits should feel small and controlled, but the space around them should feel huge and alive. Now we need the background, the atmosphere bed. Without it, your breakdown can feel empty, like chord stabs in a vacuum. You have two easy routes. Option A is fast. Use a sample. Drag in an atmosphere sample, a field recording, a noise pad, anything with texture. If it's tonal, warp it with Complex Pro so it stretches smoothly. Then add auto filter and high pass it around 150 to 300 Hz. We are protecting the low end for the drop. Add chorus ensemble for width, amount around 20 to 40%, and keep the rate slow, around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Option B is stock synth. Make a Waveeatable pad. New MIDI track, wave editable again and create a long envelope, attack around 200 to 800 milliseconds so it fades in, release around 2 to 6 seconds so it trails off, then add a slow LFO to the filter cutoff, really slow, something like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. You just want movement, not wobble. A big beginner mistake is turning the pad up because it feels nice solo. In the breakdown, pads are often surprisingly quiet. Aim for something like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. You want to feel it more than you hear it. Now let's do a quick low-end control pass, because dub atmospheres love to sneak rumble into your mix. On your atmosphere tracks, add EQ 8. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz. If anything is poking harshly, do a tiny dip somewhere around 2 to 4K Hz. And if any low content remains and you're worried about stereo, you can add utility and keep the lows mono. But honestly, the cleaner move is usually just high pass the Atmo so it's not living down there at all. Here's a fast mud check you can do without getting lost in mixing. Solo your Atmos tracks and your reverb returns. Ask yourself two questions. Do I hear rumble below about 200 Hz? And do the reverb tails mask the next chord hit? If yes, raise the reverb low cut, shorten decay slightly, or reduce how much you're sending into reverb and delay. Remember, throws, not constant wash. Next up, drums. In breakdowns, you don't need full drums, but in DMB, a little pulse can keep the track moving forward even while everything feels spaced out. You've got a few beginner-friendly options. 1. No drums for the first 8 bars, then introduce a light pulse in bars 9 to 16. That's a great arrangement move because it creates an obvious wake-up moment. 2. Use a jungle ghost loop. Grab a quiet top loop like hats or shakers. Filter it with auto-filter low-pass around 4 to 8 kHz so it's distant. And add a touch of reverb, 5 to 12%, just to push it back. 3. Do a super minimal kick and snare suggestion. One quiet kick per bar and a distant snare every 2 bars, drenched in reverb so it feels far away. Mixed tip, any breakdown drums should often sit 6 to 12 dB quieter than your drop drums. They're not the main event, they're a pulse in the fog. Now the big move that makes it feel actually dubby. Dub throws with send and return effects. Create 2 return tracks. On return A, build a dub echo. Put echo on it. Set time to a quarter note or 3/16. Set feedback higher here, like 50 to 75%. Filter it, high pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6K Hz. This is your launch the sound into space button. On return B, make big space. Put reverb on it, set decay longer, like 6 to 12 seconds. Low cut around 300 Hz. This is your huge background bloom. Now go back to your chord stab track. Most hits should have little to no send, maybe 0 to 10%. But once in a while, automate a throw, spike the send to 30 to 60% for one hit, then immediately pull it back down. That's the classic dub moment where one chord hit turns into an event. And here's teacher advice. Plan your throws like landmarks. For example, one throw at bar 8 and another at bar 15 or 16. That way, even if the listener isn't counting, they can feel where they are in the breakdown. Now we move from sound design into arrangement, and this is where beginners level up fast. Automation makes your breakdown a story, not a pasted loop. Start automating the chord track filter cutoff. Begin darker, maybe 300 to 800 Hz, and gradually open it toward 1.5 to 4K Hz as you approach the drop. Then automate echo either dry wet or feedback so it intensifies into the build. But here's the trick, pull it back right before the drop so the drop lands clean, not swimming in leftover delay. Automate your pad volume too. Let it fade in over the first 4 to 8 bars. Little movements like that make the breakdown feel like it's arriving, not just appearing. If you want an optional pre-drop effect, you can do a subtle high pass on the master or, even better, on a music group. Start around 20 to 30 Hz and rise to maybe 80 to 120 Hz just before the drop, then turn it off at the drop. Keep it subtle. It's an effect, not a fix. Also, try using negative space intentionally. Don't just fill 16 bars because you can. For example, remove the chord stab for one bar and let the delay tail be the event, or drop the hats for 2 beats so the room suddenly feels wider. Those emptier moments read as confidence and design. Now let's add transitions so the drop lands with impact. Make a noise riser using stock tools. Create a MIDI track with wave editable, choose noise, and automate a filter sweep upward over 8 bars. Add a little reverb and a touch of echo so it blends into the atmosphere instead of sounding like a random whoosh. Add an impact. You can use a sample, or make one with a white noise burst and a short reverb tail. Pro move for headroom, high pass that impact to around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't steal sub energy right before the drop. Let the real low end happen when the drop arrives. Then do the pre-drop gap. In the last half bar or last full bar, cut the pads down, pull echo feedback down, and remove the drums. Leave maybe one final delayed chord, throw that tails into silence. That brief silence makes the drop feel louder emotionally without changing your meters. Let's lay down a reliable 32-bar breakdown template you can copy and reuse. Bars 1 to 8, reset. Atmos only, occasional filter dub chord. No drums, or just a distant texture. You can even create a halftime illusion here by avoiding steady hats and placing one distant wet snare every two bars. Bars 9 to 16, introduce pulse. Add quiet hats or percussion. Open the chord filter slowly. Add one or two dub throws, like a throw at bar 8 leading into bar 9, then another at bar 15 leading into bar 16. Bars 17 to 24, tension. Bring in a hint of bass texture, but mid only. High pass it so there's no sub. This is answer the drop with a teaser. It primes the ear so the drop feels like payoff, not like a new song. Bars 25 to 32, pre-drop. Increase brightness and air. Add a restrained snare build or subtle roll in the last 4 to 8 bars, very low in the mix. Then last bar, gap and impact, and then drop. If you want a simple variation that keeps things from getting repetitive, try call and response phrasing with the chord stab. Make a 2-bar phrase where bar 1 hits early, like on beat 1, and bar 2 hits late, like beat 3 or thing and a 4. That conversational rhythm is pure dub and it stops your pattern from feeling copy-pasted. Another safe, dramatic trick is a controlled delay freeze moment. Don't crank feedback for 8 bars. Instead, automate echo feedback up for 1 beat only, like 45% up to 70%, then back down. At the same time, automate echo's low pass a little lower, so the repeats get darker as they multiply. It sounds huge, but it stays mix-friendly. And when you get a throw that sounds amazing, capture it. Freeze and flatten the chord track or resample it. Grab one bar of that tail as audio. This audio version is shortened for playback.